What up, folks? Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good to see everyone here. This will be my last broadcast until next week, until Wednesday of, or Monday of next week. I'm taking Friday off. I'm going to go deep sea fishing, folks. Lots of stuff going on, folks. We're going to talk about Ron DeSantis. He's on my radar big time. And before we get started on that, I want to talk about how many of you know that Vice President Pence betrayed the country for a coin. I don't know if any of you saw that. It was for a coin. So a man came up to him afterwards and delivered a coin. Now, I'm not going to say what it is. I have my speculation. I have my theories. But I'm sure you all know what it is. But it was for a coin, folks. It was for a coin. He turned his back on the country for a coin. And now he's up there in the J6 selling out the country some more, this was tweeted by Sebastian Gorka. Mark Milley testified that Pence was giving orders to the Pentagon on J6. Under what authority? Under what authority is Pence giving the Pentagon orders? The vice president just made himself commander in chief? There's a lot of hanky-panky that happened. A lot. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at this more and more, and I'm seeing Ron DeSantis, the rise of Ron DeSantis as they vilify Trump. It's going like this. All part of it. It's the same hand controlling both, folks. We know the deep states in both parties. You got your rhinos, and you got your radical Democrats. Easy as that. So I am saying right now, it only takes one to two milligrams of strychnine to kill you. I don't care if 98% of the shit looks amazing on his resume. To me, folks, and from the people that I talk to, that I interview, Trump's my man. That's the only guy I'm getting behind on this. And I'm telling you this right now. I believe this is an operation. And anybody on the outside coming in, I don't trust you. I don't fucking trust you. And I'm going to get into DeSantis. I see him coming, folks, and if you're awake, you see this coming as well, a mile away. Whenever the media gets behind somebody, beware. They're playing ball, if you know what I mean. Get what I'm saying? They're playing ball. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. I got a super chat here if you want to help me out a little bit. That helps too, folks. I appreciate it. I appreciate it if you appreciate me. You know what I'm saying? When the lights go out is on Amazon. I'm trying to get to 500 reviews on Amazon. And then my mama's book, The Mexican Mix. Why do I keep doing that voice? The Mexican mix, eh? Yeah. Why? Because I guess it was in the 40s. I don't know. And I just think everyone talked like that in the 40s. I don't know. I'm fucking nuts. Okay. Spotify is Nino's Corner, baby. It's Spotify. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Basically, everything is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. And folks, my PatriotWear.com is up and live. PatriotWear.com is up and live, and the Sancho shirts are selling pretty well. Sancho. Truth Social is David Rodriguez Boxer. I'm working on that one. I'm trying to build up that account. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. I got to change the handle at some point. Twitter is Nino Boxer. I don't even know why I get on there anymore. It's just stuck. The numbers are just stuck. It's like it was growing. When the whole thing with Elon Musk coming out to buy the Twitter, like, thank you, Colleen. The whole thing about when Elon was coming out to buy Twitter is like, man, I started skyrocketing. And then all of a sudden, as it fizzled out, they blocked my account again. So Twitter's Nino Boxer. IG, if you want to follow me on IG, I post occasionally on there. It's David Nino Rodriguez Boxer on Instagram. They've also got me shadow banned. Nino'sCorner.tv is fire. Okay, Alfredo Luna and his boy, a colleague of his, let's call him Director Mike, using the alias Director Mike, came on Nino's Corner.tv. I think it's too fringe for YouTube folks because they're talking about the red flags of the Uvalde shooting, okay? And how the guy was shot, the guy that dropped him, the guy that dropped the shooter is claiming, from what these guys are telling me, okay, I never talked to the guy, but I talked to the guy who knows the guy, and it's not a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy. It's a guy that knows the guy, that he was using a 9mm. A 9mm. ARs, no. No ARs. They didn't find that on him. The guy that dumped him said he had a 9mm. Now, that's what they're telling me. I don't know if it's true, but it's on my show. It's on ninoscorner.tv. There's more to the story, folks. And I just, that's where it all goes, ninoscorner.tv. So it's interesting to hear. It's interesting to hear. I have not talked to the guy that dumped the shooter, but a friend of his is telling me on Nino's Corner that that's the case. So we'll see. It's interesting. It's interesting. At least keep your mind open for it. Juan O'Saban update is on ninoscorner.tv. I'm going to be getting another interview with Juan pretty soon. The ghost is coming back on. I've been talking to the ghost a bit. There's a lot of stuff going on, folks. A lot of shit happening. And we're going to get right to the brink of disaster. That's where this is going. And as much as I don't like to say it, the rioting, the looting, the burning down buildings is going to be coming once again. It's going to be coming once again. But we got to get to that point. We, as shitty as it is, prepare. You know, get your food, get your water, the food shortages. You know, I talked to – you saw me talking to Bob Kudla. You know, he says, you know, 2023. Yeah, that's where it's projected, right? But I'm hearing a lot of this stuff will happen before. So it's anyone's guess. I'm hearing it'll happen before the midterms. So let's see what happens. I think it's better safe than sorry, folks. Better safe than sorry. I have Carrie Cassidy coming. Well, she's already on. I'm going to be uploading her video tomorrow, talking about nanotechnology, WMB, world weapons of mass destruction, AI fight against humanity. It's an interesting, man, it's a really in-depth interview. Very eye-opening. You got to have an open mind to come on ninoscorner.tv, folks. Carrie Cassidy drives a school bus, man. It was fucking – I just let her go. I just let her go at her pace, and I just kind of interject here and there. But Carrie Cassidy has so much knowledge. And it's – yeah, it's not – it would be labeled conspiracy. It would be it would have to be labeled that. But is it really? I mean – it's interesting, and I know we all think about it from time to time. You know, what's really happening in this third dimensional existence that we're all renting time in? You know what I mean? Like, what's really going on here? What's really the inner workings of what's going on here? And I think Carrie Cassidy drives it home on ninoscorner.tv. I'm having the wife of a super soldier, we're going to be talking about the Kandahar giant, a wife of a super soldier. And if you don't know what a super soldier is, she'll explain what that is. It's going to be pretty damn informative. I also have Danion Brinkley coming on ninoscorner.tv. Danion Brinkley is coming on ninoscorner.tv. I got Anna Kate coming on today. So there's a lot happening on ninoscorner.tv, folks. It's going to be off the chisel lane. Okay, got that out of the way. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. All right. Ow, ow. All right. So it only takes 1 milligram to 2 milligrams to kill you with some strychnine. All right. So that's what I'm saying. Beware of DeSantis. I'm seeing him coming a mile away. This doesn't make sense to me. Now when I start seeing articles coming out, praising him, stroking him off, I'm like, wait a minute here. What are you planning? What's the deep state planning? Honestly, folks, if you're awake, it doesn't take a genius to see this. I think a blind man can see this. So I'm calling it here, folks. I'm calling it here. The coming DeSantis madness. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's the DeSantis madness. It's coming. A wolf in sheep's clothing. Now, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I don't know the guy. I think he's done some really good things that I have respect. I'm like, yeah, he's done some good things in Florida. He has, and we all know it. But when the media starts getting behind you, did you decide to play ball, buddy? Because I'm noticing some things. And thank you very much. There goes the fogginess with the glasses. All right. So if the deep state, they can't divide with another bad guy, right? We all know Biden's on his way out regardless. He's probably not going to be around 2024. He's not going to run again. I'm expecting shit to happen before. You know, I've said this many, many times before 24, okay? But I'm with you till the end, folks. They can't divide with another bad guy, so they will use another good guy to split up and the good guy forces. So what they're going to do is vilify Trump and then build up DeSantis. Vilify Trump. Get everyone rallying behind DeSantis. We need something new. Dump the Donald and go with the Ronald. That's what you're going to hear. Dump the Donald and go with the Ronald. Except me, folks, that's why I'm wearing this shirt right now. Nothing happens till we fix this. Nothing happens till we fix this. Captured operation. So they know Biden's on his way out. They know a red wave's coming. So what's the best thing to do? You can't beat them, join them. If you can't beat them, join them. And that's what they're going to do. All they are chameleons. They're just going to change colors, folks. That's all they're going to do. And I'm seeing it. I scour the internet. I look for shit. And look what am I seeing a lot of recently? DeSantis madness. All right. So you got to remember, folks, they control both sides. They control all of the media, So if they're pushing this guy, remember the old magic, the old trickery doesn't work in the new paradigm. It doesn't work in a new consciousness. Basically, all media is garbage, all of it. So Ron DeSantis backed by deep pocket donors, folks. Deep pocket vote, Florida governor. Republican Florida governor Ron DeSantis, who is seeking a second term this November as a springboard to run for president in 2024, is backed financially by some of the wealthiest private donors in the United States. According to an analysis published by correspondent Zach Anderson on Wednesday's Herald Tribune, dozens of billionaires and billionaire family members with a net worth of $275 billion have donated to DeSantis' re-election effort, a level of billionaire support one expert called extraordinary. I don't mind that so much. That doesn't bother me so much. Trump had donors as well. What bothers me is the media getting behind this guy. That's what bothers me, and it should bother you too. Think, Hopi girl. So it should bother you. That's where you have to, your senses have to go up, your spidey senses. Have to be like, we see you coming. We see you coming. Anderson revealed that 42 individuals with a net worth of 10 plus digits on three commas have invested at least $12.45 million of their cash into DeSantis, who has championed extreme right-wing policies in the Sunshine State and seeks to take his crusade nationwide. He's going to go against Trump. He's going to go against Trump unless something happens like Trump runs with him on the ticket. Then that's something I can get behind. But I don't see that happening. This is premature, but I'm calling it here. I'm saying if the media is getting by DeSantis, fucking beware. Beware. Caution. Red flags. Red flags. Like a motherfucker. Thank you so much, Leaper. DeSantis propaganda. I'm beginning to believe they're growing. So what I'm thinking, and I can't say this word on YouTube, but I can say conditioning. I think he's playing ball now, folks. Let me know what you think. Give me a thumbs up if you agree with me. If you don't, that's fine. Like I said, this is premature. I'm watching him. He could be getting positioned to run with Trump or Flynn or something. I don't know. It's too early to tell. But I know they're getting ready to dump Biden, and they're going to have to jump onto someone else. And who better to jump on than DeSantis? I'm just saying, folks. And he's done some shady shit. Yeah, you all have your thumbs up, huh? You agree with me? Thumbs down? Okay, I got someone that disagrees. Okay, well, it's all right. It's our thumbs up, thumbs down. All right. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. And we're all, listen, that's America. We all have our own opinions, right? That's what makes this country great. I'm going to say this. Watch him. Watch him. If the media gets behind this guy, look, you may give me a thumbs down. That's fine. But let's watch him. Let's watch him together. Let's watch this guy. So in an article, it says, memo to Republicans. And this was a liberal syndicate, folks. That's why I'm saying beware. This is what caught my attention. Memo to Republicans. So liberals are telling this to Republicans. It's time to dump the Donald and run with the Ronald. If you were scripting a perfect, and this is from a liberal syndicate. If you were scripting a perfect Republican presidential candidate, the list of preferred requirements would read something like DeSantis's resume. They're promoting him. They're promoting him. Wake the fuck up. Stop being a fucking idiot. He's a man from humble beginnings, raised in Florida by working class parents. His father installed Nielsen TV rating boxes, and his mother was a nurse. He was bright, very, very attentive. DeSantis' first grade teacher told the Miami Herald, I knew he would do his work. I knew he would pay attention, and I knew I could trust him. I wish my teachers would say something like that about me. All right. But they will never. They will never. Actually, you know, it's funny. All right. Can I go off on a little story here? I will never forget my principal telling me that I would amount to nothing and I'd be a bum on the street or I'd be digging ditches. And then I won my first championship, the Texas Heavyweight Championship, and he was front row. And I remember seeing him front row, and I'm like, that's interesting. I felt really weird. The energy was off. I was like, fuck, he's in the front row. Like, that's why is he coming to see me fight? He comes up to me after the fight, and he's like, I knew you could do it. I knew you would do it. We always believed in you, champ. Can I have your autograph? And I said, fuck yeah, you can have my autograph. Here you go. You never said that. You never said that. You never said you believed in me. You put me down every time I was in the principal's office, didn't you? He was a captain of the Yale's baseball team and had the best batting average. He's a great captain, teammate Kyle Cousin said of DeSantis at the time. He helps everybody out. He's a true leader on and off the field. He was a Navy officer and served at the Guantanamo Bay and in Iraq as legal advisor to SEAL Team 1 during the deadliest year of the war in 2007. Look, folks, it sounds great. It sounds beautiful. I'm not saying that he probably is a good person. I'm just saying if the media keeps backing this guy, he's playing ball, literally, playing ball. That's all I'm saying. And beware of them as they destroy Trump and bring him up. I'm going to be your eyes. And I know you guys are at least looking at this. May cause a lot of controversy. Oh, David's against this. No. I think for myself, first of all. I think for myself. And anybody the media gets behind makes me, it raises red flags, folks. A lot of red flags. At least those of you who gave a thumbs down, at least watch the guy. At least do that. Take note. If the media, I'm just telling you now, DeSantis madness, beware of that. If the media gets behind this, guys, they're behind him. If they get behind him, he's playing ball. He's playing ball. And I've always said this before. If it goes to 24, I'll stick with you guys through, but we're in fucking deep shit. Another liberal syndicate. Can Ron DeSantis displace Donald Trump as the GOP's combatant in chief? They're already pushing it, folks. They see the decline of Biden. They see the decline of Biden, and they're jumping on DeSantis. That worries me. That says something to me. That says something to me. Nino just yells the F word. You're right, I do. I say fuck a lot. And if you don't like it, get off my fucking channel. Bye. Where's my moderators at? Where's the moderators? Get rid of this scumbag. The Uvalde shooting. Okay, folks, I don't know if you've seen this. The Uvalde shooting. Have you seen the first interior photo of the Uvalde school shooting released? It shows multiple officers, folks. Have you seen this photo? It shows multiple officers inside the building. All officers had rifles and ballistic shields. They had rifles and ballistic shields. The photo was taken at 11:52 a.m. The shooter remained inside killing kids. It was time-stamped. 11:52, the photo. You can see it. It's on the internet. For another whole hour, till 12:50, that is when the Border Patrol agent, took the matter into his own hands and dumped the shooter, okay? A guy with balls. He said, fuck it, I'm going in. And that's a guy that's on Nino's, not him, his a friend of his that's on, that knows him, and came on my show and said, he dumped the shooter, and all they found was a 9mm. Folks, that's big. It's on ninoscorner.tv. I like to thank Alfredo Luna for bringing that guest on. Senators say agreement on gun violence compromise is at hand. So they're going to infringe on your Second Amendment, folks. It's coming. All of this is coming. We're headed into the new world order. Unless it gets pulled out of it, which I believe is going to happen. So listen to this, folks. Senate bargainers reached agreement Tuesday on a bipartisan gun violence bill. The party's top two negotiators said, teeing up votes this week on an incremental but notable package that would stand as Congress's response to mass shootings in Texas and New York that shook the nation. 9 days after Senate bargainers agreed to a framework proposal and 29 years after Congress last enacted major firearm curbs, Senators Chris Murphy and John Cornyn told reporters that a final accord on the proposal details had been reached. The legislation would be toughened background checks for the – okay, so here it is. Toughened background checks for the youngest firearm buyers, require more sellers to conduct background checks, and beef up penalties on gun traffickers. Sounds good. Sounds real good. Evil disguised as virtue. It also would disperse money to states and communities aimed at improving school safety and mental health initiatives. That's good. That's good, right? Resolving the two final hurdles that delayed an accord since last week, the bill would prohibit romantic partners. Now, listen to this part, folks. The bill would prohibit romantic partners convicted of domestic violence and not married to their victim from getting firearms. Prohibit romantic partners. So anybody has a domestic violence charge and not married to the victim from getting firearms. And it would provide money to the 19 states and the District of Columbia that have red flag laws that make it easier to temporarily take firearms from people adjudged dangerous, and to other states that have violence prevention programs. So, domestic violence, folks, we're taking your guns. What if you're just with a crazy bitch? This happens all the time. I have friends that just don't like their girlfriends anymore, and they get in an argument. They never touch their girlfriends, and they get the police called on them. And who do the police take? Whose side do the police take? Immediately, the girl. And most of the time, it's because the police want to fuck the girl. True story. Police came to a domestic call from one of my friends, okay, in Dallas. 3 weeks later, she was seen out with one of the police officers. True story. So he asked her out on the side. He goes, hey, we'll take a minute. Hey, what's your number? You know, we could get out, get some coffee, maybe go out and have a couple drinks. The head of Britain's military tells troops, prepare for World War III. Britain's head of military tells troops to prepare for World War III, folks. Countries are ramping up. They're ramping up. It's getting hot, hot, hot. Yes, it is. It's getting hot. It's happening everywhere, folks. Threats from Russia, from China, from everywhere is happening, folks. It's getting hot. And all the while, they're dividing our country, the United States. And what I think is going to happen, folks, as this escalates is the looting, the rioting, the burning of buildings is going to intensify in the states to where it's intolerable. And what I'm worried about is National Guard being called in, maybe the military, and then it's not really our military. Kind of like what they did in Canada. I talked to Marcus Anthony Ray. That's going to be on NinosCorner.tv, and he talks about how they did that in Canada. A lot of the people were saying, you know what, these aren't our fucking troops, but they're dressed like our troops, aren't they? Very strange things happening, folks. You can watch Marcus Anthony Ray on my NinosCorner.tv. I don't want to put it on here because it's too fringe. David is hot. Yeah! Thank you. Chevron CEO fires back at Biden, slams political rhetoric in newsletter. So the CEO of Chevron sent an open letter to President Joe Biden after Biden sent a letter suggesting that oil companies could face consequences and accuse them of not doing enough to increase refining capacity. Mike Wirth, in the letter, called the White House to end its hostilities toward the oil industry, saying there needs to be a change in its approach and policies before gas prices can drop. Addressing the situation requires thoughtful action and a willingness to work together, not political rhetoric, Wirth said, adding, your administration is largely sought to criticize and at times vilify our industry. Are these fucking people slow to the ball? That's because they're going towards the Great Reset. Are you that slow? Do you not see it? They're going towards a Great Reset, you fucking numbnut. More than a week ago, Biden attacked oil companies and claimed they're making record profits before urging them to increase in oil production to alleviate record high gas prices, targeting ExxonMobil specifically. Biden accused them of making more money than God and not drilling enough during comments he made in May. See, they caused the problem. And then they start pointing fingers. It's this guy. And then behind the scenes, they cause more of another problem. And then this problem. And then this problem. And then they go out and they blame others. Oh, it's Putin. It's Russia. Oh, it's the oil companies. I don't know. I don't talk to liberals. I don't want anything to do. I don't fucking associate with them, especially if they come up to me wearing a face diaper. There's still people doing it. The way you talk to them, you kind of have to talk to them like you talk to a baby, like you talk to a little baby. You got to go to them and go, do you like mean, would you prefer mean tweets? Okay. How lucky you. Mean tweets or high gas prices? Which one? Which one do you prefer? And a lot of them are still on mean tweets. I hate mean tweets. Oh, I'd rather have high gas prices. Trump was just unacceptable. And then watch the economy burn. It's how retarded these people are. It's like what you have to deal with. What? Around 20 spot fires break out overnight in the flats, Cleveland official says. So, Cleveland, Ohio, at least one witness said it looked like a scene from a horror movie. Emergency crews responded. Thank you very much, Tint Godness. Emergency crews responded to the flats in Cleveland after receiving reports of fires overnight. According to Lieutenant Mike Norman with the Cleveland Division of Fire, approximately 20 spot fires broke out near the Punch Bowl Social. Winds at the time whipped flames and embers to other dry mulch beds in the area. So look, folks, I think all these fires are engineered. I think they're moving people out of rural areas to get them into the cities. I think it's all engineered, and they're going to blame it on climate change. Who better to blame it on than climate change? That's going to be the next monster, and Kerry Cassidy goes into that on ninoscorner.tv. Folks, all the stuff that I can't put on, I walk the fine line on YouTube, but all the stuff I can't put on here is on ninoscorner.tv, on ninoscorner.tv. And Kerry Cassidy, man, wow. She breaks it down on another level, man. Like, I just kind of sit back and listen to her and let her have the floor. She's an OG in this business, man. She's an original gangster. Judge rules dirtbag AG Mark Bronovich waited too long to demand changes. Oh, okay, so this one I have to be careful. changes to the Arizona bank robbery procedures to affect the 2022. You know what, folks? I'm just going to skip this because I can't talk about this shit on YouTube. If you want to hear about it, go to ninoscorner.tv. Supreme Court delays ruling on Roe versus Wade case once again. I saw one of you on here say that we're looking at Friday. Are they going to give me a thumbs up if it's Friday, folks? Is that what they're doing? Friday is going to be the ruling. Give me a thumbs up if that's true. I just heard that right now from one of you guys in the chat. So the Supreme Court prolonged the wait for its opinion on Tuesday in a case expected to overturn the federal right to an abortion. Last month, Politico published a leaked draft opinion that indicated the Supreme Court will overturn Roe versus Wade, the 1973 case that established a federal right to an abortion. Why are people so dead set on killing babies, man? Why do... You know, I used to be really gray in this area, man. I got to admit, at one time, I probably was for abortion. I was. I would say, yeah, but if you get raped by your Uncle Charlie and you get pregnant, there's cases I can see. There's cases I can see. I mean, and I still have some gray in this area. But for the most part, folks, I'm all about life. I'm all about life. And I think when you start diving deeper into this stuff and understanding what this all is, it's nothing more than a sacrifice to their entities, to Satan himself. And that's not a joke. You know, I've gone full circle with the Bible, folks. I've left the Bible, I've had more liberal, progressive thinking, and I've ended up right back at the Bible. And once you understand this is a spiritual war and you understand what's going on here, it's real, folks. It's real. And this is like, I think they call it like a soul energy for these entities. At the highest level, I'm talking about conspiracy central to most of you. To some of you normies that are on here, you'd probably be like, what's he talking about? This guy's fucking crazy. Just look into it. That's all I'm saying. Just look into it. True News reports over 50 pro-life pregnancy counseling centers, and they're going to use this for the riots and looting, folks. They're getting ready. Riot season is almost here. 50 pro-life pregnancy counseling centers have been firebombed or vandalized in recent weeks. A shadowy radical leftist group has taken credit for the violent attacks. They've actually taken credit. But no one's going after them, are they? Nobody's going after them. Nah. Let's focus on J6. Ray Epps. Remember Ray Epps? News media outlets claim the FBI is investigating the attacks. Sure they are. But there's no evidence the Bureau is doing anything to catch the culprits. Of course they're not going to catch them. It doesn't fit the narrative. Meanwhile, barricades were erected around the U.S. Supreme Building, and a man was arrested for plotting to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. But let's just focus on J6 as the terrorists run amok. See, my glasses are good now. All right, folks. Are you a pure blood? I'm a pure blood. Sperm samples from donors found that 75 to 120 days after following the boogeyman, you know what? Sperm concentration reduced by 50.4%, while sperm mobility decreased by 22 to 23%. So that's a way that... Now, add that with all the stuff that's in the foods, the chemtrails, everything. All of it together. We have a battle on all fronts, folks. On all fronts. We're fighting this war. And they're trying, and I've said this many times, they're trying to kill off the alpha male. Make masculinity toxic. Any kind of masculinity is toxic. They want everyone feminized. Supreme Court strikes down Maine's ban on funding for religious schools. So Supreme Court voted 6-3 to strike down as unconstitutional a Maine law that excludes families from a student program if they choose to send their children to religious schools in a decision released June 21st. The ruling is a defeat for the Biden administration, which supported Maine's position. Under the program, school districts in the largely rural state provide tuition assistance for students who do not have a local public secondary school so they can afford, so they can attend other institutions, even foreign countries, as long as the funding is not used for religious education. Fewer than half of Maine's 260 school administrative units operate a public secondary school of their own. So it struck it down, folks. It struck it down, baby. Breaking report. Breaking report right here, folks. Speculation mounts that the Pope is about to resign as Francis postpones Africa's trip. He postpones his trip to Africa and announces unusual meeting of cardinals. How old is the Pope, folks? How old is the Pope? Something's getting ready to happen to the Pope, folks. SpaceX fires workers who ripped Elon Musk in an open letter. So SpaceX fired the workers who ripped Elon Musk a new asshole. Apparently, free speech only matters on subjects you agree on with them. So look it. I'm not here to be a hypocrite. Free speech needs to be everywhere. And if he's firing people because they just voice their opinion against him, well, you're not much for free speech, are you? Just saying. Just saying, folks. Just my view on that. Everyone deserves a voice in America. I'm up here doing what I'm doing, and I'm tiptoeing around everything, but everybody, I don't care, even stupid people deserve to have a voice because everyone's experiences contribute to their opinions. CEO of Qatar Investment Authority, HE. Oh, boy. Here we go, folks. Mansour bin Abdul Al-Hamma. Elon Musk bid to take over Twitter. We believe in Elon's leadership, and that's why we have committed to this transaction. So he's getting CEO of Qatar Investment Authority. CEO of Qatar Investment Authority. Mansour bin Abraham Al-Mahamma. So we believe in Elon's leadership, and that's why we have committed to this on this transaction. So I guess, is it going to happen with Twitter? What's going on, folks? Let me know. Thumbs up. Is it happening for Twitter or is it not happening with Twitter? I don't know. New Orleans Grill becomes first business allowed by court to recover damages for the boogeyman lockdown losses. Oceana Grill, a popular seafood restaurant in New Orleans, has achieved a first-of-its-kind victory in its long-running legal battle to receive payouts from insurer Lloyd's of London for loss of revenues during the boogeyman shutdown beginning on March 20th, 2020. On June 15th, a Louisiana state record reversed an earlier decision and ruled in favor of the claim for damages brought by the company owning Oceana Grill Cajun Conte LLC. Good. Folks, what is going on with me? My glasses... Like, I needed glasses just a year ago, and now I'm reading better without them. I don't understand this. Like, I have astigmatism in my left eye, but I don't understand this. Like, I'm reading better without them now. Like, this doesn't make sense. Is it because I was drinking? Did things change? Did my vision improve? What is going on here? This is insanity. Wow. All right. Harris Teeter Kroger faced backlash for pulling pro-American items after complaints. Get woke, go broke. I'm going to put another video up tonight on the Patriot Switch, folks. Stay tuned. Because guess what? We are against the woke movement. You want to go against the woke movement? Go with us. Join the Patriot Switch. I'll put that up tonight. A customer took to Twitter Monday to complain about Harris Teeter selling some pro-American items that read, "Give me liberty or give me death." And America, love it or leave it, saying that they were insensitive as mass shooting incidents happen around the country. Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a second here. You're linking mass shootings to the love of the country? See what they're doing, folks? See how the propaganda is spinning this? say they're spinning in. So they're linking mass shootings to patriots. They're linking them to you. Oh, you believe in bearing arms? You believe in liberty? You believe in the Constitution? You're the bad guy. You like mass shootings. You're all for mass shootings. See what they're doing here, folks? See what they're doing here? And idiots like this lady buys into it. So what does she do? She writes on Twitter, why are you allowing this type of item to be sold at your grocery store in Huntersville, North Carolina? Clearly, in light of the recent mass shootings, you can understand how this is not a good idea. It's offensive. It's offensive. Harris Teeter responded by thanking the customer. So Harris Teeter says, oh, ooh. Their asshole puckered up. They started by thanking the customer and telling her that they would be discontinuing the Freedom Series items. So, folks, I'm saying it here. Boycott Harris Teeter. How many of you remember when I went to Pets Barn in El Paso and I made a big stink about it because they wouldn't serve me unless I wore my face diaper and I blasted them on Twitter? They took that sign down really fast. Man, all of you went to bat, man. I appreciate all of you on that day when I did that. And I put the picture out there and I said, fuck these guys or something. You guys went to town on it. I put their number there and you guys called them off the hook. But that's how you have to do it, folks. That's how you have to do it. Don't be scared to raise your voice. Don't be scared, okay, David? David, you better not be scared. Okay, David? David, you're not scared. Another customer complained to Kroger about the drink sleeve that read arms changed, rights don't, which the company also said would be recalled. So they're recalling everything American, folks. And that is why I started the movement, the Patriot Switch. That's why. You wonder why? That's why. And if you're interested in it, tonight I'm putting up a video. Get on board. I got Scott McKay, Michael Jaco's coming on. Everybody, folks, walk the walk. And I'll put up the video tonight if you're interested. Fuck this woke movement. Fuck this woke movement. Fuck China. Fuck these liberals. Let's buy American. Let's go American, folks. I'll put the video up tonight. So with all that going on, some more evil disguised as virtue. More even to evil disguised as virtue. Listen to this. You think cigarettes are safe from Biden? Nope. Nicotine. He's going after nicotine. Now, what happened to my body, my choice? If you want to smoke, you should be allowed to smoke. Shit, when I was drinking, I'd smoke every now and then. I'd have a cigarette every now and then. I'd have a cig. I like my nicotine every now and then. I smoke my cigars. See, I like the cigars. Biden to kill cigarette industry. You thought it was only gas, didn't you? No, he's out to kill it all. So come on, man. Everybody's going down. U.S. to drastically reduce nicotine content in cigarettes. So those of you who like to have a little smoke every now and then, he's coming for your nicotine. President Joe Biden's administration is set to announce a new policy requiring cigarette producers to reduce nicotine to non-addictive levels. What's the point of even smoking them? But all for your health, folks, because he cares about your health. U.S. media reported Tuesday a move that would deal a powerful blow to the tobacco industry. Remember, folks, we're going to the Great Reset. There's a reason behind all of this. So he's destroying the tobacco industry. They thought they were safe, didn't they? I wonder if he's going to come after alcohol. I feel like that's going to stay in the safe category. But who knows? If successful, the policy could save millions of lives. See how they sugarcoat it? Evil disguised as virtue. It could save millions of lives by the end of the century and shape a future where cigarettes are no longer responsible for addiction and debilitating diseases. People will find a way, just like guns, just like he's coming after your guns and gas, guns and cigarettes now. People will find a way to get a cigarette. People will find a way to get nicotine. It's just another way that when you start the black market for cigarettes, I guess, think about this. Let's hypothetically think about this. Think about it with me. Oh, that's right. Someone just put on here. What did you put on here? Nicotine blocks the, you know what, the receptors. That's right. Fuck, that's right. Good catch there, man. Good catch there. Good rebound on that one. You're right. You're absolutely right. Folks, if you don't know what this person is talking about, go back on my chat and look at it. He's right. Nicotine does something to the boogeyman. That's right. Good catch there, man. Wow. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about that. Folks, we do this together. We're all doing this together. And that guy, boom, gold star, buddy. Gold star. Yeah, gold star. Nicotine. That's it. That's exactly why. Good fucking catch, man. Good catch. Yeah. I was going to go into another whole spill, but you caught me. You got me on that one. Good one. Good one. Wow. Yeah, they'll probably come after caffeine next, which I'm going to have a problem with. All right. Obama's Higher Ground inks first look deal with Audible after ending Spotify pact. But folks, I thought Obama was a clone. I thought he was put to death. But he's inking deals. He's inking deals. President Barack Obama and Big Mike are going into business with Audible, the Amazon-owned audio storytelling platform. Audible set an exclusive multi-year and global first look production deal with Higher Ground, the Obama's media company. Higher Ground. Higher Ground. Covering multiple audio projects, the slate of Higher Ground shows for Audible will reflect the company's shared mission to tell meaningful and entertaining stories that elevate diverse voices and experiences, according to the announcement. The companies didn't provide details on what forthcoming audio projects may be in the works. So I guess he got off Spotify, right? And now he's going on to inking a deal with Audible after ending his Spotify pact. Man. I'm just like you folks. I get a little disheartened. You know, I know where this needs to go. I know watching these people be so arrogant after what they did to our country, what they continue to do. But what keeps me hanging on, folks, if you want to know what keeps me hanging on besides you all, what keeps me hanging on is I know that it has to get to the very brink before this gets turned around. That's what keeps me hanging on. I know it has to get to the very, and you got to see the whites in their eyes, folks. You got to see the whites in their eyes before we turn this away, before we turn this around. And that's what keeps me coming back every day or every 3 days, three times a week on YouTube. That's why I'm here, because I know it's going to take to the brink. A lot of prayer. I pray every day, folks. I pray every day. I don't go to church as much as I should. Believe me, I hear it from Jim Caviezel about every other time I talk to him on the phone. You need to go to Mass. You need to take the Eucharist. I'm Catholic. I was raised Catholic. I was an altar boy. Apparently not a very attractive altar boy because I never got molested. All right. In what the fuck news, Chicago police are no longer allowed to chase people on foot just for running away. So officers, this is real. Officers won't be allowed to chase people on foot if they suspect them of minor offenses such as parking violations, driving on suspended licenses, or drinking alcohol in public. So if you run from the cops, that's all you got to do. Just run. Just run. And they're not allowed to chase you. This is fucking real. What I'm reading right here is real. Chicago police are no longer allowed to chase people on foot just for running away. So guess what? You do something wrong, just run. Just run. And they're not allowed to chase you. And that's why I put this as what the fuck news. Chicago police officers will no longer be allowed to chase people on foot simply because they run away or give chase over minor offenses, the department said Tuesday, more than a year after two foot pursuants ended with officers fatally shooting a 13-year-old boy and a 22-year-old man. And the crime is off the hook in Chicago, folks. More fucking murders there than anywhere. The new policy adheres closely to a draft policy put in place after those shootings and gives the department something it has never had. Permanent rules about when officers can and can't engage in an activity that can endanger themselves, those they're chasing, and bystanders. Sounds good. Evil disguises virtue. Don't they get paid to protect and serve? Isn't that why cops get paid? They got to put their life on the line. Isn't that, am I missing something here? Am I missing something here? Because that's what I thought. Because that's what I thought. So just run. If you're in Chicago, just run. Just run. They can't chase you. They're not allowed. This is the Twilight Zone. This is the fucking insanity we're living in. I tell you what, folks, it's hard to come up here. I am not coming on here on Friday. I'm taking Friday off. I'm going to go fishing with some buddies and try to enjoy my life a little bit, man, as crazy as shit is. Imagine having to do this. And I kind of fell into this. No one said you made me do this, but it kind of started with Coffee with Dave in the mornings on Facebook, and then it just morphed into this, and now I'm here. Now I'm here. What the fuck? That right there is what the fuck. That's what I don't understand. How did I get here? And I appreciate any of you that are subscribing, hitting the notification button, sharing my videos. Give it to your liberal friends. Hi, I'm Nino. Welcome to Nino's Circus. That's going to be it today, folks. I will see you Monday. I will see you Monday. Not Friday. I'm not going to be here Friday, folks. I'm taking some me time. I'm going to take some time to go fishing and enjoy my life a little bit. All right, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. La, la, la. Later, folks. Have a good weekend.